president placed some calls, series of calls. I've got Mr. Province on the line right now for the
president. Hang up.
Hello?
Yes.
Do you have Mr. Province on
the line?
He's
on the line, ma'am.
Mr. Province?
Yes.
Just a moment, please, for the president.
Harry?
Merry Christmas, Mr. President.
Merry Christmas to you, my friend. I was just thinking of you and thought I'd say hello before I went into my Christmas tree and had my dinner.
Well, I'm one dinner ahead of you.
You already finished, huh?
We had a late afternoon.
Well, you fat folks got to eat first. You know, us slender guys got to take care of ourselves. I'm just sitting here with old Buford Ellington, my friend from Tennessee, and we're getting ready to start the train through the South again.
Good. Good. That was a winner of the last time.
How you doing?
I have no complaints. I hear everything good about you. You really converted a lot of folks.
Well, much obliged.
People who never have voted for a Democrat in 30 years, they're ready to vote for you.
Well, they'll be off the reservation the whole next month, I imagine. They'll be taking me.
We'll try to herd them back.
You sure did. You helped me a lot. Bob went along with me mighty good in this fight. I lost Brother Duty over Nacogdoches Lufkin country. And Mr. Fisher, Mr. Houston Hart's congressman.
Well, I'm glad Bob had on his statesman hat this time.
Yeah?
He doesn't wear it all the time.
No.
Be glad to help you with him to the extent we can, but you know him better than I do.
I wish you'd talk to him when he's home about that petition.
I intend to. I'll talk to him about some other things too.
It's a symbol. It doesn't amount to a thing. They're going to have a hearing. They're going to report it out in 2 or 3 weeks. But I've got a problem with all the African countries. I've got a problem with all the northern states. And if they think that my own crowd won't go, what I want to do is get a majority. And the only way I got a chance to get a majority is get Bob and George Mahon.
Yeah.
And then
about it once. He is, I don't know who he has pledged himself to in the past, but he pretends to think this would be a double cross on his part, and I've been arguing against that, not knowing who in the hell he stole one to.
Well,
I'll work on it.
Don't make a difference. How's Francis? Harlan doing all right?
Yes, sir. He's driving under the tree. How are you feeling?
Your boys were nice to me in Austin yesterday and came home. I feel fine, Harry. Couldn't feel better. Mighty happy and just doing the best I can, working awful hard.
You're doing that. I haven't had a chance to talk to you much since all this happened, but I went ahead and finished that book that I talked to you about.
Good.
No matter how you write about Lyndon Johnson, it comes out looking good, so I hope it'll please you.
Thank you, my friend. I know it will.
And you know, I'll grab a copy and get it out.
Dude, when will it be out?
It's in March.
Good.
Is Bill White working on his?
Yeah.
I'm sure he'll do a different sort of book.
I don't know. He hadn't talked to me about it.
Now, he knows you in a different way than I do. Some of the parts I don't know much about. He's an expert. So maybe between the two of us, we can do justice.
Thank you, my friend. Thank you. I just wanted to wish you a Merry Christmas, Harry.
Not a quick call.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Bye.